Hello, today is February 27th, 2024, and today we have the King of Coins reversed. I don't like seeing this one. Puts me in a bad mood, so I don't want to dwell on him or her for too long. In the upright, this is a prosperous king. Worked very hard all his life to have everything money could buy. The successful businessman, the achiever, enjoying the finer things in life. He sits on a throne outdoors in the vineyard of his estate, his garment richly decorated with green vines and purple clusters of grapes to match. Custom. On the throne, also custom, are carved full bull's heads, four the solid stable number of matter, and the bull, of course, representing Taurus of the suit of earth, along with Virgo and Capricorn. Ambitious, determined, powerful, this king never took his eye off the prize, a huge gold coin he holds and admires in his lap. We see many towered castles and chateaus in the background. This is his realm, his kingdom, or real estate holdings. He is quite the businessman, you see. Entrepreneur. Or was. This is a particularly odorous card in the reverse, and that love of fine food and drink may have actually caught up with the formerly health-conscious King of Coins. Let himself go to seed, shall we say, and may need a bath, actually. He doesn't look good from this angle at all. The large coin in his lap is no longer the goal, but a trophy, as is everything else in his life, even his wife, who he married for money. Even his kids, who he shipped off to boarding school during the years he was working away at establishing himself and his legacy. Oh, they had the best of everything, except a father, kings being father figures in the tarot. Like Scrooge, no matter how much money he had, all he ever wanted was more, a hoarder. More land, more money, more businesses, more power and prestige. In the reverse, maybe he didn't work for it at all. But hustling and scamming other people out of their money is hard work. Ill-gotten gain. Pimp, criminal, gambler. He truly worships money as his god. But in the reverse, it seems like he's fallen off his throne. Maybe he's even bankrupt and has lost it all. Maybe he should have just paid his taxes. This is the materialist at their worst. Perhaps he worked his way up from poverty and neglected everything and everyone else along the way in his quest for wealth and success, treated his workers badly, neglected his wife and family. Now he's lost everything and alone with what may be his last gold coin and going to see it out in his overgrown vineyard. Maybe it was the drink that did him in. In the reverse, he's a pitiful character, but why should we care about him when he doesn't give a damn about us? Because we have something he does not, compassion and love. And know there's much more to life than money. Still, all we can really do is shake our heads and turn away.